Good day, students. Your principal, Fuzan, here to give you a few announcements for today.
Hi, everyone. It's me, the Uru Fujiyoshi today. I'm back after about, you know, some time. It took me a while to get back up here and post my podcast because, well, I was going through some stuff. And, well, when you're going through stuff, you can't be in the right mindset. I basically saying I couldn't give proper lessons. I couldn't even do a proper intro without feeling like this is a mess. So I stopped it for quite some time, actually. During that time, I didn't know this until like a few days ago, but I've also received a lot of plays. That's what's up. And I wanted to say thank you, because I didn't think I would get this far. Let's be honest, I started out just thinking, what if this was like some weird thing I do in my spare time? But now, I'm actually thinking about getting serious. So, there's some things that have changed. And there's some things that I've changed up. First, starting off with me. The real Fujiyoshi today will be, of course, a name that I will use, but my name being your principal will be Fuzan. So it'll just roll off the tongue a lot better. Another thing is that when I'm giving lessons, it's going to be more into the school type vibe. So when I'm saying, hey, I'm your teacher, I'm going to be your teacher. And that's that. Another thing that has also changed is that now, when it comes to stuff, I'm actually quite different on distributing everything. So, as of, well, not that long ago, I've created an Amino. And I think I've shared an Amino before, but I've recently kind of just gone up with my account. So, yeah. So, on this Amino will be our sort of kind of type academy, you see. And, of course, it's still being updated. Oh my god, I keep rubbing my microphone. It's still going to be upgraded and updated and still gonna get better. Right now there's nothing there, but the actual classroom is there. But as time flies and I get used to doing this a lot more often, considering COVID-19, by the way, wash your hands, stay safe, and don't do nothing stupid. I'll be doing this a lot more often. Of course, I still have my schoolwork that I need to do for school. So posting time would be a little, it'll vary, but of course I will start posting now. Another thing that's happened is that now when it comes to me and distribution, I'm going to be working on multiple places. I'll be working on Mino, and I have now officially made a Google Classroom, and will be soon making a Discord. This is so my lovely, this is so my listeners can follow up with me anytime they need. Yeah. So to get on to the Mino is basically like what you would imagine in anime walking into the high school. That's basically what it is. It's a place where you can share. There'll be clubs. I'll make it school-like. It will take me some time, though. A lot of time. Anywho. Yeah, that's all there is with the Google. Now, the Google Classroom is a different thing. You see, I don't require that any of my listeners, you know, go onto a Google Classroom. I just, you know, kind of hope. Because, well, It's been a while since I've been up here. I'm kind of having a hard time getting used to talking to my phone once again, but anyway. Basically, it's kind of like the actual classroom, if you think about it. Basically, on my Google Classroom so far, I have a new student form. So basically, if you log on to my Google Classroom, I'll put the code to that is 6U5D as in door, ORQ as in quit. I'll repeat it. 6U as in uterus, 5D as in door, O as in opposite, R as in right, and Q as in quit. That would be the code. Join if you want to. I don't mind if you don't, but I think this next point will be important. As of today, I've realized that doing the academy is going to take more than one person, and I feel as if my viewers should also get the opportunity to be part of that. So, on that Google Classroom, I have a form, and it's basically a staff application form. Basically, what I'm asking you to do is fill up that specific form, and I will choose five, if people actually do it, I would choose five of the applicants. You will be a member on my Amino team, admin on the Discord, and you will get to teach a lesson. You will get to teach a lesson that I assign and give you the script to. I also thought this was pretty cool for me to do. I kind of been kind of wanting to do this. Things are taking me time to build, and I'm trying to build a community, and I just really am happy to be back. Another thing before I leave this announcement, COVID-19 is here, and you know, practically half the world is quarantined, so at least in America. So I'm saying this now, wash your hands, stay safe, 6 feet apart, try not to do too much, don't leave the house too much, only if necessary. I mean, I'm not forcing you to do anything, like, I'm just saying stay safe. I would hate for one of my listeners to go through such a hard time, and if you do have corona, oh my gosh, I wish you the best. You're gonna get through it. You have the hope of BL on your side, the Opi clan as well. The Opi clan. But yeah, so basically that's what's new to the Amino. I will end this podcast. Of course, I will continue to post podcast lessons, but as I get along, I might even post lessons on the Google Classroom as well as the Amino. At the end of the video, at the end of today's lesson, I will be sure. This is really difficult for me. It's been a while since I've done this. But at the end of today's lesson, I'll be sure to link everything down for you. And,
oh gosh. Bye, guys. So, oh my gosh. Bye. Good day, class. I'm Miss Fuzan, and today I'll be teaching today's lesson. Today's lesson is the importance of staying safe during quarantine. If there isn't any questions, let us begin. So, as you know, COVID-19 has been going around for some time, and it's caused some pretty traumatizing stuff for a lot of us. And I'm here to help you stay safe.
Number one thing you should do during this time is keep your hands clean and to yourself. Touching things, I would not suggest. The passing of germs is actually really quite easy and can be passed even through a simple cough. I suggest you avoid I suggest you avoid big crowds and prevent yourself from touching too many things. I'd also say prevent yourself from touching your eyes, face, nose, anything that's open that could possibly get into your body and internally sicken you. I would hate for my students to be sick. I suggest you always run your hands under warm water with some soap for 20 seconds to fully get the germs off. If you decide to go outside, I really would suggest to wear gloves and also bring a spare pair, because regardless, you're still touching stuff, and even if you are wearing germs, you'll still pass it. Even if you are wearing gloves, you can still pass germs. Another thing I suggest you would do is to always carry hand sanitizer alongside you, thus helping disinfect every time you touch something. I know COVID-19 may seem like a big, oh, I don't know, we're all gonna die type situation, but I promise you, it's less than what it actually seems. With the proper training and proper care for your hands and body, you should be safe. Also, stay in your house as kind of much as you can. If you decide to do walks and stuff, that's completely up to you. All I'm saying is to please stay safe. Okay, and that concludes today's lesson. Have a good day. Class dismissed. Hey guys, so basically this episode wasn't really more of a lesson, but more of something about awareness. I personally would hope everyone would stay safe during COVID-19. And yeah, that was basically what today's lesson's about. It wasn't really a planned lesson, but I thought maybe I should throw that in because I'm concerned for a lot of people. And my viewers are those people. Another thing. I also wanted to just put out the fact that, hey, I'm establishing a community and I want you guys to join. You don't have to. I'm not forcing you to. Shoot. But if you do, I'll personally just say hi to you, because to me this is important and I really want to make a place where my fellow Fujiyoshis and Fudanshis and Otakus, they have a place to be themselves, talk amongst yourselves, even when they're having a bad day. So yeah, that was basically what today's announcement and today's lesson was mostly about. Now as for linking everything, so, here would be the Google Classroom. And note, this is the Google Classroom. The Google Classroom code would be 6U5D, as in door, O-R-Q. Q as in quit. One more time. 6U5D-O-R-Q. And that is the Google Classroom. Now, to find my amino count would be basically at FFUDAN, at FUDAN, FUDAN, 53. Oh gosh. One more time, at FUDAN 53. That is my amino account. You can find me there. Also on my amino account would also be the communities I'm also in, which is Foo Academy. I've also
changed the name of our academy from Fujiyoshi/Fujidanshi Academy to just simply Fu Academy, because it's a lot more simple and I guess you can say it rolls off the tongue. As for the applications, I'd say if you want to be part of that, go into Google Classroom, do the applications, and yeah, reach out to me if you, and that will help me reach out to you. Say, congratulations, you made it, or, oh, I'm sorry, but you did not make the team. Of course, there will be, of course, opportunities like that are going to happen more than once, because I'm going to need as much as help as I need. This is a community, and we'll... in roleplay preferences, this is our school. Oh gosh, that's so awkward to say. But yeah, I want this to be working. If you tend to join the Google Classroom, fill out the new student form. Let's, there's literally like, I think 3 questions. What's your online name or something I can address you by? How did you find me? And what's your favorite color/food? Basically just something little. And as you know, everything's formed together, there will be more things to go by. Oh, I also have a email that everyone can reach me in, and I'll find it actually faster. And that would be foodan. 6108@gmail.com. FUDAN 6108@gmail.com. And yeah, you can reach me there if you want. Yeah, pretty much. And probably as this community gets bigger, I don't know, I might make an Instagram account for it. I don't know. I really think about, like, you know, the future. Oh, this community has like 1 million people in it. Oh, okay. Oh goodness. Anyway. Oh, I sound so young. In reality, I'm really not. Oh gosh. But yeah, that basically concludes today's episode. And yeah. Join the Mino, join the Google Classroom, the Discord's coming soon. If you don't, okay, continue to be my listener. All right, bye guys.